Okay, hello everybody. Welcome. Say hi, Poppy.
Hi, you guys.
We're coming to you live from our first ever Ithaca version of Sundays with Poppy because I have recently moved to Ithaca to go to grad school at Cornell, right?
Right.
So this is our first Ithaca episode. It's very exciting.
Jordan,
Yes.
I have another lady you have to send these to. Can I give you her email address?
Yes, we'll get her email going right after this, okay?
Okay, go
Okay,
ahead.
so do you want to kick us off with a riddle or a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
You know
hear it.
what Fenway Park is?
What, Fenway Park? Yeah.
What song did they play during the seventh inning stretch at the Red Sox games at Fenway Park?
Oh God, I definitely don't know this one.
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. Oh, that's a fun one. I don't think
Who
I've ever
wrote it?
been to a Red Sox game. I don't
Neil
know.
Diamond. Neil Diamond wrote
I did know that. I did know that.
Who did he write it for?
Caroline?
Caroline Kennedy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How old was she when he wrote it for her?
How old was Neil Diamond?
No, how old was Caroline when he wrote it
Oh,
for her?
19.
11.
11?
Yes. When do
Oh,
you think she saw him perform it for the first time? How old?
12?
50 years old.
What?
That's the truth of it.
That's crazy.
Do you know who died in the plane with John F. Kennedy Jr.?
No.
His wife, Carolyn Bessette.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yep.
Wow,
I know you didn't know
we just learned a lot of information in like 30 seconds.
That's correct.
You're just full of knowledge, Pop.
Yep, I tried, baby.
Tell everybody who just called you why we had to delay a minute.
Okay, so what do you want to know about Rosh Hashanah?
Okay, so I thought that we could talk a little bit about Rosh Hashanah because it's coming up on Friday night, right? And are you going to ask me what year it is? Are you going to
I
ask
don't
me
know what year it is. Do you?
what? Oh my God, this has never happened before. I'm so glad this is on the record. All my cousins, please note that I am telling Poppy what year it is. I think,
What year?
Poppy, it's going to be year 5781.
Okay, I didn't know that, sweetheart.
I'll fact check after this.
Okay.
But I wanted to hear about, well, we have a lot of things to talk about because we're entering a new year, which after this crazy time I think it's a very good thing. Everybody's in need of a refreshing new year and a happy and hopefully sweet new year. But I wanted to first ask you, what are your memories of Rosh Hashanah growing up? Like, what did you and your family do over the Jewish high holidays?
Well, it never rained on Rosh Hashanah.
It never rained?
Never rained on Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Really?
Yep,
I guess
never
you're
rained
right.
on Rosh Hashanah.
I don't remember it ever raining on Rosh Hashanah.
That's correct.
So, what did you guys
Anyway,
do?
I grew up in an Orthodox synagogue. It was called the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center. Women and men couldn't sit together, so we always sat away from my mother.
So you sat with Uncle Michael and your dad.
Yes. And after my bar mitzvah there, I laid tefillin for 6 months with my mother's father, my grandfather, who I loved dearly. My
You
father's
did?
father, we didn't talk to.
Right. So you made tefillin for 6 months? Wow.
Yes, I did. Believe it or not.
That's crazy. And what did you guys do? Like, do you remember what you did over Rosh Hashanah? You went to synagogue, you sat separately, and then did you have like a Rosh Hashanah dinner somewhere? Were you with your grandparents? What did you do?
We had a Rosh Hashanah dinner either with grandparents or uncles and aunts or cousins or what have you.
And did your mom cook?
Always.
Did she cook brisket?
Always.
Was it as good as Mima's?
No.
What was the best thing she made? Like, what do you remember that she made that you liked?
The best was gefilte fish. She made the best gefilte fish ever.
She made it from scratch?
Yes.
Wow. I wish, I want to learn to do that.
She, I don't know how she did it, but she did it every year.
And
she made it sometimes, you know, even just by itself, but not for holiday.
Right. Did she bake challah?
No.
Just brisket, gefilte fish, matzo ball soup, all the other good stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so you have fond memories of the high holidays.
Well, I hated Passover, but I loved the high holidays.
That's so funny because I feel like we love Passover now, and the high holidays we still like, but Passover is our favorite, right?
Well, the way I disliked Passover, the reason I disliked it was because it was always done in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
They davened until 12 o'clock at night. We didn't eat till 12 o'clock at night, and I couldn't stand it.
Right. You didn't have the Uncle Gary version of the Passover Seder.
We did not.
Okay, well, so as we enter this, as we are about to enter this new year and start reflecting on what a crazy time 2020 has been, do you have any words of wisdom or anything you'd like to share about your thoughts on the state of the world right now, and any uplifting thoughts for us or words of wisdom?
The only thing I remember ever like this was when they had rationing during the Second World War, and the 9/11 towers going down. That's the two big events that I remember.
Right, and now this—it's a generation-defining moment.
Is the what?
It's a generation-defining moment. We probably won't see anything else like this in our lifetime, right?
Yeah, I don't think so, but I hope you're right, because these viruses can mutate. So next year you may have a COVID-21.
Right. Let's hope not. Well, did you get
a flu shot yet?
I got my flu shot last week. I bet I'm the first grandkid to get one.
Did they get it as good as me? Give it as good as me?
Never as good as you. But I did get a free flu shot from Cornell, which was nice.
Good. I'm glad. Well, you can get it free at any drugstore.
I know, but they had like a clinic for students, so they made it very easy.
Good. That's great.
So do you have anything you'd like to share about that we should be thinking about as we enter this new year, or any thoughts you'd like to share with your friends and family about Rosh Hashanah?
Not really.
I thought you wanted to talk about the state of the world.
The state of the world is in the shit house.
Happy New Year, everyone.
I hope and pray that we'll have a vaccine by the end of the year.
Me too. Well, are you excited to be with everybody over Rosh Hashanah and see almost all of your family?
Well, I hope you'll be there.
I know, me too. But if not, you're gonna see everybody else.
I know. I heard that.
It's gonna be so nice. It'll be very special to be all together, and it's so special to have the family time now that it's so much harder, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, do you have a word of the day for us? We forgot to do word of the day.
Word of the day. R-I-P-O-S-T-E.
R-I-P-O-S-T-E?
Yes.
How do you pronounce it?
Riepost.
Riepost? I don't think I know that word.
Well, think about it. What could it be?
I really have no clue on that one. Should I look it up?
A riepost is a clever reply to an insult.
Oh, I see. A quick, clever reply to an insult or criticism. A riepost. I genuinely never heard that one.
Right. Okay.
Okay, we learned. And yeah. And any other joke or riddle to close us out?
No, I gave you my Neil Gaiman riddle.
Well, we learned a lot at the beginning.
Good.
All right, Poppy. Well, I miss you and love you so much. And thank you for joining us for this whatever night. It's a Monday night, but a Monday Sundays with Poppy. And I am just wishing you and Mima the sweetest, happiest, healthiest new year that you can have.
And same to you, baby. I love you. But hold on a minute. I got to give you Colleen's.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna close this out of the podcast, and then you'll give me the email, right?
Okay.
All right. Say bye.
Bye, honey.
Love you, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.